The chemical weapons deal has not changed the furious fighting in Syria's civil war. But analysts say it will have long-term consequences, bolstering President Bashar al-Assad while infuriating rebels trying to oust him. Stephen Bucci directs foreign policy studies at the Heritage Foundation.
On the ground, the resistance forces are probably the losers in this, and Bashar al-Assad is clearly the winner. He has now gotten some cover and credibility both from Russia and now from the rest of the international community.
Appearing on ABC's This Week, President Obama disagreed.
It is hard to envision how Mr. Assad regains any kind of legitimacy after he's gassed or his military has gassed innocent civilians and children.
The agreement removes the immediate possibility of an American military strike because Mr. Assad says he will now give up his chemical weapons. Rebels who hope to regain momentum believe they are now facing the likelihood of a government escalation. The biggest group of rebel fighters is led by General Salim Idris.
We think that the Russians and the Syrian regime are playing games to waste time and to win time for the criminal regime in Damascus.
Analysts say the deal elevates Russian President Vladimir Putin's standing internationally, while Moscow continues to provide Damascus with weapons. Salman Sheikh is director of the Brookings Doha Center.
Russia has raised its strategic profile. It is on a level with the United States in terms of importance in determining the affairs of the Middle East.
And Sheikh says that could impact America's influence in the region.
President Obama himself may well be projecting a more weaker presidency for having not taken the action that he said he would take.
So while Mr. Assad holds court in his palace, human rights groups say his forces kill at an alarming rate. Again, Stephen Bucci.
I would say he's good for at least a year, year and a half, which is sad because he is a horrific dictator and he's been doing terrible things to the Syrian people and they deserve better than that.
Chemical weapons may be taken off the battlefield, but conventional weapons will continue to take a deadly toll as the war in Syria grinds on. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Washington.